Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Report. We have, of course, Deborah Tavares coming on, and I talked to Deborah this morning. We have a lot of very important topics to talk about to crystallize the real predicament that the human race is in right now and how serious it is. You'll hear people playing around the edges of this on the left or the right, but we're going to get to the heart of it as to actually what's going on and how, without the supernatural intervention of the Most High God, man, the human race is actually doomed. Deborah. I'd like you to start off with, we talked about some very deep things this morning. Most people don't realize that each day you dig up more and more what I call awful stuff. It's almost like you're digging up in a mass grave of really bad schemes to destroy the human race. And what you've discovered overall is that whether you're left or right, if you look at the natural news that's going on around the world, in every sphere, we're done. Now, without the intervention of the Most High God, and the fact is, you talked about an individual as a journalist who actually did things to activate what's called, targeted individuals, TIs.
Yes, and Operation Crimson Mist is one example that we spoke about last week on the radio show, using microwaves for mind control.
Well, you have to understand this, and I know all this stuff more than almost any individual literally speaking live on radio or TV on the planet. But I'm not, I'm an optimist because I know God is intervening. Human beings aren't just a physical being. We also have a higher self called their soul that's connected to the cord of living waters, to the pineal gland, and they call it the silver cord in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. We have to understand that God's intervened because mankind's destiny is to be elevated to be both a being living in the everlasting, which means time-space, but also to be at the same time... But also to be an eternal being that actually has a spirit existence within eternity. And eternity exists in every moment of time and space. To God, there's no such thing as past, present, or future. And we're going to live in that, which means we're going to transcend above artificial intelligence and the matrix and everything else. But no technology known to mankind is going to allow us to do it. It requires an epiphany of a collective change in the actual nature of what we are as beings. And the collective nature of what we are to our epiphany of understanding, we're also a collective organism. In other words, as Jesus said, you love God with your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself. I add the corollary under that, which I'm sure God would agree, your neighbor is yourself. And if you don't understand these things, you should actually, if you're not a believer in the Most High God and his interventions, you should commit suicide. It's a logical thing to do.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand it is an avatar world. We're connected to every single thing.
Right.
And as I view things and as I find things, Dr. Deagle, it is unfathomably inescapable to not see how we are literally on Earth as we know it right now as existing human beings. We're in hospice care right now. There's no other way to look at it because the evil that is bathing us is so pervasive. I mean, I'll give you some examples.
Well, if someone has a beautiful face, too, give an example. Today they're celebrating with Mr. Jeffers of the Christian community the building of the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. Now, of course, that example is used around the world because there's an embassy in every country. But people don't understand it's a symbolic message because in 2016, when Trump was running, he's planning on building the temple. And people understand the temple is a violation of our covenant with Jesus, who died, and the proxy of his blood opened the pathway between God and mankind. That, you know, the devil's like, oh, I've got Jesus, I killed him, he's good, he's dead. No, he was resurrected. And what people need to start understanding is the resurrection of the soul in a new world where mankind lives for a millennia physically, but lives forever with God, is what's coming. And what people don't understand here is that we are at the culmination of the end of the secular age. The devil is trying to ape God with omniscience, omnipotence, with the Matrix, with DARPA, with everything else. And people have to understand, when I see Donald Trump celebrating this and his great, you know, rewards of all these Christians, these are idiots. The fact is, building a temple in Jerusalem to start a blood sacrifice, which is the abomination that desolates, is an affront to God. It's a violation of his covenant with mankind. It's not a good thing. But the apostate Jews have pushed this, including Ivanka Trump and Kushner. Just let me finish. This is important because people need to understand the left and the right are lying to us. So don't assume because Trump is doing all these things for the economy, he's a good guy. No, he's just got his version of the New World Order he's pushing, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly true. In fact, everyone can look at a recent YouTube we have up. It's called 5G, Sterilization and Eugenics. And in that, I point out the executive order that Trump signed back on January the 8th of 2018 to roll out broadband in the rural areas of the United States quickly. And I want to point out a few things that we've been learning locally here about the rollout of 5G so that everyone that is listening can understand how it's going to work where you are, because it's most important to understand we are absolutely the enemy. Anyone that believes in God or anyone at all that is human until they make a decision what side they're on is the enemy. And I can say to you that this is what we've discovered here in the Monterey, Northern California area about the rollout of 5G. We have discovered that the cities have their approach by the telecom industry to deploy the small towers, the small cells. And the cities are thinking, and at least the people are thinking, that they can talk to their city council members and get them to disapprove this deployment. The problem is there is no disapproval option for the cities. The telecom industries have in place what they call a stop clock. If the cities delay in having public hearings about the rollout of the multiple cells, then it automatically goes into effect at a certain date by the telecom industry, void of any opportunity of discussion within the city or the people.
In other words, the industry is going to roll forward despite it. There's no open discussion with Trump or his people or the corporations. They're just doing it, aren't they?
Well, this is a fact. Our cities are all incorporated. Our government is incorporated. They do not work for us. They're rolling forward. They're continuing to create the illusion that we have a right or left decision or an in-between decision politically to make. We don't. Because we've been in an ongoing ritual since 1933 of a declaration of national emergency.
Yeah.
Since 1933, and people need to understand this. This is fundamental.
Yeah.
In Senate Report 93549, they tell us that once the emergency is declared, that the common law has been abolished, and it has.
Well, every year that President Trump has had to do it twice since inaugurated.
Well,
and people have to understand.
True.
People have to understand that what they have is the Delphi technique isn't just used by the left or out of their mind. It's used by the right with Trump and all the people around him.
Well,
now he's doing some good things, like for example dismantling the Iranians and their crazy scheme and the North Koreans. But on the other hand, you got to understand who can make war with the beast, with the dragon. Who can make war? You know what that specifically talks about? And I disagree with Dr. Bob Thiel last week when I had him on the program. I said, the only nations that can make war with the beast, the only nation that could fit that type of the beast with 700 world spaces all over the world, etc., is America.
That's
right. People have to understand it's both cybernetically and militarily and space-based weapons. In fact, when I worked at Space Command, I can tell you they actually had a statue at Space Command headquarters 2 miles underground that said, we are prescient on the land, in the sea, under the sea, in the space, you know, the regular airspace around the planet, and in space between the planets of the solar system, et cetera.
Well, I want to refer everyone to the newer book by John Perkins, the revised version of The Economic Hitman. It's called The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And in that, it does discuss how the United States is the purveyor of the weapons globally and how our top firms do support the weapons globally. But more importantly, it's most
including weather weapons are modifying the airspace.
Well,
so that's why the Hawaiian, you know, they call Pineapple Express isn't coming forward to stop the drought in California. It's not stopped, is it?
No, it's not. And when we get to the other side of the break, I want to tell all the listeners something that's diabolical.
Yeah, I'm sure. You are a good person for finding diabolical things. Yeah, Inspector Clouseau in female garb. Back in a moment.
Are you in a...
Hello, I actually had that. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And welcome back, and we have Deborah back now. A lot of people are avoiding what we call truth trauma. In other words, I'll use a little sarcastic joke here. They avoid immediate or short-term pain for long-term annihilation. How's that?
Well, that's true, and people need to understand, those that are listening and those that are hearing the kinds of things and documents that we have on StopTheCrime.net, it, of course, is a lot of hard emotional work for our team that digs these things up and posts them on the website. One of the documents has been up on the website for many years now under the resource document tab at the top of StopTheCrime.net. It is a document that's referred to in the NASA war document, and it's from the Department of Army, and it was a FOIA request by a targeted individual back in 2006.
Right.
And it has a cover letter to it, and I vetted the cover letter. I vetted the woman who signed. She was still working at the FOIA request office many years back.
FOIA request, you mean for the government, right? She worked in the FOIA office, is what you're
saying. Yes, she did. And the document itself is called The Bio Effects of Selected Non-Lethal Weapons. And it's only a 21-page document, again, printed off of StopTheCrime.net from the resource document tab. It talks about the use of laser and light as weapons, radio frequencies, directed energy weapons, and other bio effects. It's a very, very important document. It is, as I say, mentioned in the NASA war document that's posted on StopTheCrime.net as a weapon of acknowledging the fact of the use of frequencies to cause seizures and blood-brain barrier consequences as well. But what I wanted to tell everybody right now, Dr. Bill, is that we know for years that the weather has been traded on the stock exchange. And now we're seeing in Bloomberg that resilient cities are now going to be traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Really?
Now, what does this mean? Okay, this means that the cities will be buying weather. And if they're not contributing to the benefits of resilient cities that are put in by Rothschild and the controlling families on this planet right now, they will have weather consequences. And they're reshaping insurance across the planet. It's called resilient insurance because as they push and force more people into the packed cities, they're finding new markets now with new types of insurance, all based on climate change.
Right.
And right now here in Northern California, an example is, of course, Pacific Gas and Electric has been charged with many lawsuits as being responsible for certain aspects of the fires here. They're certainly never going to talk about the use and the admission of Pacific Gas and Electric using lasers, which they admitted to. All of you that have not yet listened to the plan to burn up Northern California, you need to listen to that, because Pacific Gas and Electric, again, a.k.a. Rothschild, said they would use lasers, and they did. But apart from that, Pacific Gas and Electric is Rothschild, and I was telling Dr. Bill during the break that Pacific Gas and Electric has been in control of a major northern water supply here that services not only Northern California, Mendocino County, Lake County, Santa Rosa, on down to Marin. They're going to be auctioning off their Eel and Potter Dam water facility this fall of 2018. We don't know who will buy it. We don't know if it will maybe be taken over locally by some of the local water agencies, but we know that if the water is not proportioned out, there's going to be tremendous lack of water in our region if there ends up being water wars. And of course, we know that Rothschild is certainly behind the illusion of limited water resources. We have a terrific YouTube up called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. I would certainly urge everybody to watch that. We found documents on the U.S. Forestry website with maps showing how the U.S. Forestry was going to come in with SWAT teams, identify areas that would not easily leave their property and their land and turn over the water. Again, water wars, stealing water for profit and control. But what I want to talk about right now, and what I've been talking about in the Kill Cities YouTube that we have up, Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller, which has had a tag put on it by YouTube, so you can still watch Kill Cities.
But they put a tag on it because they want you to be informed that, you know, you're going to traumatize your brain by hearing the truth.
Well, that's one way. Another way is to minimize the literally thousands and hundreds of thousands of views that it had. They've taken off the view count and all of the compensation that people were having under it so that they've minimized its worth. But having said that, we talk about in that YouTube about how Rockefeller is now in North America to restructure North America. And we talked about the press release that came out of the Rothschild agency back in October of 2017 and how they were going to be strengthening and expanding their presence in North America and setting up shop in Silicon Valley. Now, this was a press release, again, back in October, on October 30th of 2017. Well, they have a newer now press release that talks about how they're recruiting to push into the Midwestern United States. This is nothing short of the master economic hit team, Rothschild, Rockefeller, and Company, coming in and shredding America economically. We see that our lands are being stolen. The water is now being subverted. We're losing farmland by the hundreds and thousands of acres. Our food supply is being transformed right before our eyes, all in plain sight, and no one is recognizing what is happening there.
Our regulatory authorities are a scam. What people need to understand is whether we elect Hillary or Trump or anybody else locally in our city or town council, they're all controlled, they're all actors. With the real power behind this being the global agencies such as the United Nations, ICLEI, and et cetera. And the stock market and literally the ability to literally have a gambling house called Wall Street gambling with our future. That's what's really going on, isn't it?
Well, it is. And on a smaller, more microcosm level is what we're hearing and what we're seeing, which is evidenced everywhere. But just for an example, if you jaywalk in China, they have facial recognition, and it means that you'll get a fine. So if you're jaywalking in China, they will you'll receive a fine. They also talk about how most recently smart cities have come into focus in California and laws that seek to limit surveillance technology. Don't be fooled by this title, Laws Seek to Limit Surveillance Technology. It's, again, a way in which to put everybody at ease, that there's somebody out there covering your back that won't allow the levels of technology that are intended to watch your every single move down to the microcosm of your life. And this is intended. They will talk about laws to minimize that. It's not true. We don't have laws that serve us.
It's actually the exact opposite. It's laws to maximize it. Laws to capture you in the geoclimatic, scalar, techno informational matrix. If you don't think the matrix is closing around you, you're not paying attention.
That's right.
Whether your kid's on the smartphone all the time, or you're on your iPad, or they're monitoring your financial transactions with every click you make on your computer, you're in the matrix. The truth trauma is what we're talking about here. What I think people don't understand, I see it from the Christian right, everybody's so hopeful, they're willing to grasp, just like the new president of South Korea, they want to grasp anything. So he's so happy to meet Kim Jong-un. It's like these Christians think it's so wonderful that we moved our embassy. Well, every other country has, but it means a lot more symbolic thing. Trump guaranteed he's going to build a temple. Now, you have to understand, if you're a real Christian, read the Bible prophetically, and unfortunately the church that I had attended on and off, North County here has got like about, God, it must be around 35,000 people on 18 campuses. It's a giant mega church, okay? And the problem is I asked the pastors if they deal with prophecy. So, oh, no, we don't understand that. We're just the welcoming committee. Now, the fact is prophecy gives you perspective of God because God sees the end from the beginning. To God, there's no such thing as past, present, and future. And you can't divert Satan in time. The king of time, King Kronos, otherwise is known as Lucifer, Satan. And most of what Satan does isn't bad. For example, when Donald Trump makes the economy great, makes MAGA, makes America great again, that's a Masonic term. When he shuts up a border, it's not just to keep Mexicans and Central Americans out, it's to keep us in.
Well,
we have to understand.
They can watch. I would recommend that everybody watch The Colony. It's on Netflix. The Colony.
Right. And you have to understand, when Trump is being attacked with the financial systems that are attacking, for example, the economy of China, it's also used as leverage to try to eventually get rid of dollars and go to e-currency, like the previous director of the Fed system, Yellen, and the new director, totally agree with eventually having an e-currency in America, perhaps even backing it by gold. I mean, the largest gold mine in the world is in Alaska. Second largest is the Williams Lake mine in British Columbia. Now, there's some other mines. Nothing like the Alaska or the Williams Lake mine. If you simply did that, America this year, 2018, is going to become the number one oil and gas and coal producer on the planet by a big margin. The largest amount of artificial intelligence research on the planet was trillions of dollars in a century to develop. You have to understand, IBM Corporation was a primary corporation making the numbering and tracking system for the Nazis. Our IBM Corp. You have to understand that what's going on in the world is the Matrix is not being sponsored by Europe or whatever. And I disagree with people like Dr. Bob Thiel of the Continuing Church of God thinking Europe is a superpower who can make war with a beast. No, Europe is a nothing. Europe is a little pimple in the back of that can be flicked away by Russia or China easily. They don't have a giant military. They don't have ability to project power around the world. And they certainly don't have the technology to actually overtake America. If America actually has a president like Trump and does something, it's going to happen. Now, I'm going to tell you, past wimpy presidents try to make us look impotent and wouldn't put the money in to even protect our soldiers with level 3 body armor when they send them into battle because
they've been putting the money into our demise. That's where the money's been going.
Well, they went into Bechtel Corporation to make underground cities. They made it in off-world space projects. They're doing it into genetic engineering and robotic warriors and drones and all kinds of crap, okay?
That's right.
And genetic engineering. And if you think they don't know about the scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi, they've actually made weaponized systems to actually kill people using similar technology, only it's been weaponized, okay?
Absolutely. So, it's a weapon system that's been deployed. They use the word deployment. They don't use the word installed. They use the word deployment. I want to talk a little about the smart cities.
Right.
Because they're moving in. And, again, Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller is a YouTube I really highly recommend. But I want to talk about the overall surveillance programs. We're talking about full surveillance. Now, we're reading things now about what is happening in China, for example. It's happening here, too. But here's what it says about China. Surveillance is literally getting into the workers' heads, and this is what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. They have these helmets where they monitor their brainwave patterns, right?
Yes, exactly. It says, An emotional surveillance system is allowing supervisors to scrutinize employees' brainwaves for signs of distress, according to a report from South China Morning Post. So that's where you can read this.
Right.
South China Morning Post. And this is dated April the 30th of 2018. And here's how it works. The lightweight sensors embedded in the workers' hats and helmets wirelessly transmit the wearer's brainwaves data into a computer. It works like an electroencephalogram, an EEG, and
right.
It is brainwave scanning in the hats and signals, and it has no interest in privacy. There is no interest, of course, in that at all. But it goes on to say artificial intelligence or AI algorithms scan the data looking for outliers that could indicate anxiety or rage. And they say some organizations use the sensors during routine work, while others embed them in virtual reality headsets to monitor workers' emotions during training exercises. They say they don't know exactly how many workers have been subjected to this surveillance system, but they are saying that it is being deployed on an unprecedented scale in China right now. And at least a dozen or more factories throughout China and businesses are using this type of emotional surveillance monitoring system to monitor all workers. And it's also being done through their electric company, which uses it to keep tabs on production line workers, while the state grid power monitors workers as they help the company provide power to the provinces. And the nation's military and public transportation companies and various state-owned businesses use this as well. And, of course, we know the idea is that the system gives companies an opportunity to boost workers' morale, they say, before emotional distress can cause a problem.
Now look at the Foxconn facilities. They had to build nets so people wouldn't jump off the roofs and kill themselves from falling
yes,
to the ground.
Yes, that's exactly right.
They made a play on this on Silicon Valley. So they were sarcastically playing against the fact that they had changed the culture in China. No, it's gotten a hell of a lot worse. And a lot of the 9 or 10 people out of 10 can't get jobs because they've been raided now because they jaywalk or they make a negative comment against the PLA or social media that the PLA doesn't like. They can't even get on a plane or train.
That's exactly right.
And they have to live underground, we call ant nests, literally underground on a bunk or whatever, in these underground facilities because they don't even qualify to actually have a job because they're raided by social media with our Silicon Valley companies collaborating. And, of course, they're test marketing in China because they want to do it to the whole world. Remember, China is about one-fifth of the population of the planet. It's not just
It's already rolling out. It's rolling out here in America, everywhere else as well. Something interesting, too, that I noted in Sacramento, which is in Central California, is launching a controversial program. They're going to be watching everybody's public social media posts, and they're going to be rating people. And they're going to be using your credit score, your FICO score, too, as a way in which they rate you. And what we're finding is just more and more unprecedented control through AI and through systems that are being deployed now in the smart city.
And they're smirky about it. Look at this testimony of Zuckerberg before Congress. Look at the attitude of YouTube. I mean, I was actually putting up text about 8 months ago about a third-part series that I was doing on a Christian author that's on the show regularly. And we hadn't done 1 second of video recording, and they actually blocked me from doing a live transfer from live stream to YouTube. Now, I can post it up afterward, but they don't want something live because live means they aren't in control because it live streams out. Now, I can live stream over to YouTube, to Vimeo, and other platforms, which I did yesterday with John W. Spring. And those videos are up there on Vimeo because Vimeo won't mess with you. Vimeo is great. YouTube is a pain in the butt. And so is Google and Facebook and all these other agencies. They're all just part of DARPA and the deep state, okay? That's what they are. Now, if you think otherwise, you're an idiot. And you have to understand, being an idiot is not only dangerous for you, it's dangerous for me. So I need to slap you in the face economically and intellectually to say, smarten up, because we're not going into the Matrix. We're in it now.
We're in it.
It just hasn't got its full flower yet. That's all.
I know I've pointed this out before, but it bears reminding people what the Brookings Institute is. It's funded by Rockefeller, and people that sit in the think tank that everybody reveres as a think tank institute, again, Brookings Institute,
right.
Talk about also mitigating social media and who the fact checkers will be. And they name them in the document, you know, on the Brookings Institute, which is another takedown institute that is part of the demise of America and the world, actually. So we're under great, great devastation and danger.
Going to summarize. Yeah, you read to me a portion of a letter from a traumatized individual as a journalist, and he's kind of given up. He said, it's already over. We're done. Just accept your demise, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, he also says that we're, by using the Internet and all of the technologies that are available to us, we're further in their entrapment.
Because that's true to an extent, but let me explain a couple things here. Firstly, if you understand the Bible like I do, we very deeply understand it. We are not just in an informational war. We're not just like, you know, Alex's info war. It's more than that. It's a war where we actually, as you've said it very clearly, you can have a post-traumatic stress disorder, not just from one major trauma, but a bunch of micro-traumas. Every day you get up and you pursue the truth, you traumatize yourself. So a lot of people want to avoid the trauma. They're like a cat who realizes if they push the bar, the cage shocks them. So they don't want to push the bar. So they'll put on stations on TV or distractions or habits or sports, whatever they want
to
do.
Try to move into a normalcy bias. That's it.
Right, and normalcy bias, that everything's fine. Or on the other hand, they'll accept the fact that, hey, yes, our civilization is ending, but I'm going to enjoy the last few years or months of my life before it goes to hell. No.
And I'm going to go camping and get bit by the bio-infected ticks and...
Right, but here, let me give you the solution. The solution is this. I'm going to say a prayer. We need to speak spirit words. When we talk to people, when they listen on the show, they realize there's more than just information here, like on your site. Because most people are afraid to actually know the truth.
That's
and the reason is because they need to have spirit words spoken, which is what the Bible talks in prophecy. It's not just an understanding of God's perspective on things. It's spirit words to speak beyond time and space to your soul. And I'm going to say a quick prayer now, but there'll be spirit words in that are actually embedded in it. Dear God of the universe, creator of all that is and all that was, including Satan and all those evildoers and all those that are doing good in the world, may God reveal the sons and daughters of the Most High God. May they realize they're an organism that transcends time and space. May they realize the solution is a spirit solution, that if we wake up as a collective organism in the spirit, not just one just frightened by the truth of the evil that's engulfing our planet and chewing us up and spitting out the bones, but may we understand that we can't just convert people by speaking to their intellect and their left brain or their emotionality in the right brain. We must speak to their soul, which transcends time and space. May these words touch them today so they understand if we just simply wake up, the dark side is done. That's the real solution. The solution isn't going to be a technical one. It's not a better backdoor internet that the NSA doesn't have control. It's not just to have a parallel matrix that we create as believers. It's waking up to understand what we are and also start separating from society. I tell people, start prepping to the point where you expect society to end, because it will. It says in the Bible, two are taken and one in the field is taken and one is gone. The rapture is not a rapture of good taken out of the world to heaven. It's a rapture of evil. Because Jesus followed up and he said, do you see the valley of Gehenna, which is the valley where the dead bodies and trash is all thrown? That's where the evil's going. It's going to end. This system, for example, of the Matrix, which both of it is on the left and right, we don't just have John McCain trying to do Trump. We have Trump and all the people around him creating their right-sided version of the Matrix. Like when they allow the proliferation of 5G and these other things all over the place, they aren't on our side. They're on their own side. In the same way as Hillary Clinton on their left side, they're so noxious that right now they're out of power and they don't have something to actually tempt the people to have a carrot. There's no carrots in the Democratic Party. There's carrots in the Republican Party, and a lot of Christians are on side with this embassy move.
Well,
it's not good, because it's going to follow up with a temple that's the abomination that desolates. Now, You have to understand that Trump is the modern-day equivalent to Herod Agrippa. He wants to rebuild the temple. And if he succeeds in doing it and signing and saying, hey, I'm not God, but I've actually been able to accomplish this, he's looking at the Nobel Prize not only for North Korea but for Iran. And I can guarantee you, I just got a stupid note from one of the people, I'm not going to mention his name, saying that they're going to denuclearize Israel as well as Iran. Israel will never be denuked until it actually is nuked. Okay? What's going on is the fig tree, which is Israel, the returned unbelief, didn't return. They returned as communist socialists. They didn't return as believers in the Most High God when they worked there. Were many of the people in the Israeli government were actually also members of the Duma of Russia. Don't people know that? Don't they realize that it was made as a communist socialist state by unbelieving non-religious Jews that were communist socialists? Don't they know that? No, they don't know that. And they don't realize that modern Judaism itself, following the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, are basically no different than the ancient Jebusites, Canaanites, and other ites that worship pagan gods. It's disgusting, and people don't want to face the music because they say it's anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite, so I can say it, okay? And people have to understand...
Dr. Deagle, yeah. I think it's easy for people to start digesting everything that they're hearing you say right now when we're certainly looking at horrific aspects of pedophilia, child-eating people, all of the children that are being snagged off of the streets and thrown into pedophiles.
Well, even these one, they're apologists, for example, I had one last year and I had to get, you know, we broke rigs with Leo Lion Zagami. And on the other hand, he tries to be a defender of high-level masonry, when in fact I actually plumbed and realized, made him realize, I understand it deeper than he does, and he tries to be an apologist. There's no apology for high-level masonry on the left or right. When Donald Trump, look, Hillary Clinton is a high-level witch or warlock and has her coven in Los Angeles. Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. Once you reach the 17th level of the York Rite, you worship Satan as literally co-equal with the Creator God. Sorry, you stupid Christians don't understand that you're being taken to the cleaners.
What do you think about the idea that people are saying that Hillary Clinton is a clone? Because we're
seeing... No, she's not a clone. If they could clone her, they would. Let me tell you, the first attempt to clone was back in the 1940s by the Germans. The first human clone that was successful was 1957. They have now can take stem cells out of you and actually create a clone now, multiple clones, easy as hell to create embryos. It's not a big deal. It's really simple. I can actually give you the equipment list to do it now. So what? The problem is you have to transfer to consciousness all of her thoughts and ideas, and they don't know how to do that, to transfer the entropic array of thoughts and so on to download them like Ray Kurzweil wants to. And I know the idiots don't want to do this because they tried to recruit me 40 years ago to work on the project. These people are minimal minds that want to do something evil with their minimal intelligence, and I won't do it. I turned them down before to say I'm not going to work on AI to actually allow you to hack into human consciousness. But believe me, there's lots of really so-called smart people that think they'd like to do it. But it's actually a way of trying to capture literally the minds of people besides capturing their soul. And I'm here to be the slayer of the dragon to tell you we're not going to go there. And the Most High God is going to intervene. He's intervening right now with us speaking because he knows that you and I said when we're two or more are gathered in my name, there I am amongst them. So God is speaking to the people out there, and you can pray on this and say, I don't want to believe Deagle. I think he's a nut. I think he's arrogant. No, you need to pray that I'm a prophet of the end time telling you, along with the prophetess Deborah, which is like the ancient warrior, literally warrior general in the Israeli army, who when it was righteous, slayed the enemy and didn't give them a quarter. For example, it's ridiculous what's going on right now. Not only are the Hamas trying to kill Israel, but Israelis are out of control too.
And we're out of control here in the United States.
And a lot of the and so-called
by Rothschild and the economic hitman team right here in this country.
Well, they have us on the left.
Supply absolutely decimated. There are
poisoned.
No property rights because everything was collateralized against the stolen U.S. currency.
Even your birth certificate is collateralized at
Seed
Corporation against the actual national debt.
Exactly right.
You need to understand this is a satanic ceremony.
That's right.
Okay, and the devil is the master of this, and the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all these families, these are all wizards and warlocks, no different than than Saruman the Magnificent of the Trilogy of the Rings. I mean, people need to start grasping this.
Dr. Bill, you gave people the solution, because I have a lot of people asking me often when I roll out some pretty horrific information. And part
right.
of the reason for rolling out horrific information is for people to understand how demonic things are, how
drives them into prayer. Drive them down, not on their knees, but their face.
So that people can move into prayer and people can...
And repentance.
That's
I
right.
repent today of supporting Donald Trump blindly. I repent of thinking that even Bill Clinton would be a decent president or George Bush Jr. I repent of believing the legal system actually is one that's supported by the laws of the Most High God.
Absolutely.
I repent of thinking my vote matters.
That's
I
right.
repent. I repent of believing I actually have physical property. It's a proxy. By the globalists. That's why even our money says, you owe the Federal Reserve so much dollars. You don't have money. You have anti-money, like antimatter.
That's exactly
I repent right. of believing the lie. I repent of not realizing I'm and my family are already in the matrix. I repent of the lies promulgated by Satan, our government, our legal system, the globalists, and the people on the left and the right. It doesn't matter. They're all liars.
That's right. And I seek truth, and I seek it under God's name.
Yes, and the master of lies is Lucifer, Satan. Every government and every public religion on earth is Luciferic. Therefore, they're all lies.
That's right. Lies.
That's why they're captured. That's why they're captured. That's why we're going to release the captives. Praise the Most High God.
I tried other brands, but I can't.
Well, that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.